Welcome to the Church of the Redeemer's Weekly Podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this week's sermon, and we hope that you will follow us at www.cotrb.org, and may God continue to bless you.
If I struggle while I'm reading, it's because I turned around to sip something to wet my mouth, and Brother Desmond's so sharp up in here, he cut my eye. Cut my right eye, so I Matthew the 28th chapter, beginning at verse 1. This is what the Bible says in the New International Version. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Do you see it? There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." That's important. I want you to see real quickly. The Bible says in verse 6, this is important, Minister Tamika, it says, "He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." Okay. He's not here. He has risen, just as he said. "Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" I want to preach a message by the Spirit on this morning, simply entitled, "I'm Coming Out of This." Speak, Father, your servants are listening. We pray that you would anoint all of our ears to hear, eyes to see, and mouths to speak for you, and we'll be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I've learned, even as a young man, I'm only in my 30s, by the grace of God, I have had the privilege, by the grace of God, to become acquainted with suffering. I did not grow up in difficult circumstances. I grew up in a middle to upper middle class family. We were able to go on vacations. By the time I had left high school, I had already studied in other parts of the world. Amen. Looking back at my life, I was just telling my wife this. We were in the car yesterday. I had never suffered. I didn't know what it was like to struggle. I didn't know what it was like to have to wait on certain things. The concept, for example, that many of us have been acquainted with and some are acquainted with right now, of not having something that I took for granted, like health insurance, was just beyond me. I didn't know anybody who didn't have health insurance. I didn't know anybody growing up whose parents weren't married. I didn't. All of my friends in my circle, there may have been one or two people at school, but none of the people who I saw, I didn't know many people whose parents didn't have dual degrees. Wow. I didn't know many people who because of life circumstances that were beyond them had to grow up in the projects. That was not a part of my upbringing. But for whatever reason, when I began to follow God, He did something peculiar with me. First place He took me was not to the pulpit. Wasn't to a Bible study. No. First place He took me was to the place of suffering, and I learned some things about suffering. And I don't need to enumerate my story, but I want to tell you one of the things that I learned early on about periods of struggle, periods of difficulty, periods when you feel like you're down and out, and many of us feel like we're there right now. Somebody, can I say? This is one of the things that I've learned, and we get this from Jesus. See, the Bible says in the verse that we read, particularly verse 6 on today, that He rose just as He said He would. I've learned that the power of life and death is in your tongue. I've learned, Minister Lingam, and this is a good point if you're taking notes on this morning, to write it down, not just to shout, but to learn and grow. It's this, that you've got to be talking about coming out before you come out. As a matter of fact, I want to preach to somebody and tell you on this morning, you ought to talk about coming out before you even go in. When you look down the road and you see struggle coming ahead of you, you ought to begin to speak into that thing even right there and begin to tell yourself, I'm coming out of this. I'm not. I see what God is calling me to go over into. I see what is coming my way. I know the pathway that God has me walking on, and I know what I've been called to do and how I've been called to suffer, and I am coming out. You want to tell yourself, I'm coming out of this. Every now and then in life, you have to have a sermon all for yourself. And you have to get to the place in your walk where you can preach to yourself and say, I'm coming out of this. This is not going to be the end. I'm not dying here. I'm coming out of this. And that's what Jesus had been doing for some time before He even got to the cross. The Bible tells us that over and over again, He had been telling the disciples and been telling the Pharisees that, yes, I'm going to die. He didn't tell them exactly how. Yes, I'm going to die. Oh, but I'm not going to stay dead. I'm going to come back again. The Bible says that He talked about Jonah, and He said, just as Jonah was in the belly of the beast for 3 days and 3 nights, so must the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. They didn't understand what He was talking about. They didn't understand. Part of the reason that they didn't understand, Lord help me in here, was that some of the religious leaders of the time, particularly the Sadducees, did not even believe in the resurrection. And can I just tell you, when you're talking and preaching to yourself about coming out of a struggle, you've got to be mindful that there are going to be some people around you that don't think it's possible for you to come out of the mess that you've gotten yourself into. Oh, Sister Venus, I feel like preaching up in here. See, every now and then we have decided and categorized what is and is not possible with God. I know we come into church on Sunday morning and we declare that all things are possible through Jesus Christ who strengthens me, but it seems that the way we live our lives, we seem to believe that certain things are more possible than others. Oh, God help me in here. So it's possible to get your son to come to church every now and then, but it's not possible to get him fully off of drugs. It's possible to get your young person, but I believe by the Spirit on this morning that all things are possible to Jesus Christ who strengthens me. And before you go in, or while you're in, before you come out, you've got to get accustomed to preaching to yourself and letting others know, letting yourself know, letting the doubters know, and letting the devils know. I know that based on your theological outlook and upbringing, it may not be possible
possible for somebody who was once drug addicted like me to be used by God to do something great? I know, based on your teaching and your understanding and your theological outlook, that it may not be possible for somebody who was once called a whore, once called a slut, once called a tramp, once used to sleep around. Oh God, I hope y'all ain't too holy to preach with me on this morning, up in here to declare that God can still use them. I know that based on your theology, somebody who used to run around in the street and used to be all over the block and used to do illegal things and used to cheat people out of their money to be used by God. I know based on your theological outlook that it's not possible, Sadducees, but I declare that I'm coming out of this. And I heard a word from the Lord that said that greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. So all of y'all worldly people and all of y'all worldly thinkers that embrace a theological outlook that says I've got to stay down, I've come by to tell you I'm coming out.
Jesus is talking about coming out before he even goes in. Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see it? Let it preach to you. You've got to start talking about I'm coming out before I even go in. Lord have mercy. Oh, and then once you get in, you can't stop talking. God, help me up in here. That's why I'm always grateful for the seven last words. Because the seven last words let me know that even though Jesus was there up on the cross, and even though Jesus was in the midst of the suffering season that he had been talking about coming out of before he went into it, once he got there, he still kept on talking. He still kept on believing. And watch this, he didn't allow the circumstance that he was in to define his outlook. No, he kept focused. Oh God, help me up in here. He kept focused on his assignment. That's why there was so much that he had to say before he declared it is finished. That's why he had to take care of mama. That's why he had to forgive a sinner. That's why he had to let somebody in. That's why he had to work. What was he doing? He was working while he was suffering because he recognized this is not the end. Even the situation that I'm in right now, I'm coming out of. And I want to let you know, if you're going to make it out of what you're in, not only do you have to talk about it before you get into it, but once you get into it, you've got to work like you're coming out. Oh God, help me. Can I teach you and preach to you by the Spirit? I've learned, Brother Demi, that some of us get inculcated with the theology of our suffering. What does that mean? That means that we allow our suffering to begin to talk to us about our God. We allow our suffering to start telling us what God can and cannot do. We allow our struggle to start to define the way that we look in the world. Oh, but I heard the Bible say that we've got to get to a place in our walk where we recognize not only greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, I've also got to get to the place where I recognize that I need to let the same mind be in me that was in Christ Jesus. That's important. Why? Because even while he was suffering, Jesus was still getting his work done. And I want to pause and ask you, I know you've been struggling for a while, and I know you've been going through it for a while, but are you still getting your work done? Are you still taking care of what your priorities are by the Spirit? Are you still looking out for your family? Are you still worshiping and praising your God? Because if not, you may be allowing your suffering season to define your outlook. I thank God that even while he was on the cross, Jesus was obviously still looking around. Oh God, help me in here. You can't close your eyes while you're going through. You can't tune out the world around you. You've got to be attentive. You've got to be aware, because even while you're going through, there's still work for you to get done. He could look down and see his mother and see the disciple into whom to entrust her care. He could look down and see the hyssop and recognize that he still needed to get a drink of vinegar for the signs to be fulfilled. He could look to his left and to his right and see the sinners and hear the sinners that were around him and understand that he's suffering, understand that he's bleeding, and understand that he's dying. But because he knows that it is not over and that he's coming out, he knows I've still got to work. I've still got to be
aware. And here's why, because when nighttime comes, no man can work. And you don't know when night is gonna show up. See, they thought night was gonna come a few hours later. But the Bible says that when my Jesus died on the cross, oh, the sun stopped shining. Nighttime came right then. And maybe Jesus knew, I've got to use the time that I have, even though I'm struggling. This is a sermon for somebody who's struggling. Even though I'm suffering, even though I'm aching, even though I'm going through, even though I'm in the midst of my trial, I've still got to use the time that I have. And in order to do that, I've got to remain aware. So he's aware on the cross, and he's talking about coming out before he even goes in. And that's all well and good, but I've come by to tell you that sometimes the situations that we encounter in life are too much for us to bear by themselves. Let me tell you, because I've become acquainted with suffering, I know this. Sometimes maintaining focus and sometimes just keeping your energy and keeping your faith in God while you're going through is an all-consuming task. Can I get a witness in here? Sometimes it takes every ounce of your strength just to believe that God still is going to do what he said he's going to do. Sometimes it takes every ounce of your focus just to keep your mind on the word of God, because there's so much going on around you. Lord have mercy. Oh, I feel my help coming. Sometimes when you're going through a struggle and you're going through a difficult season, there's so much bearing down on you that it literally takes you out. It makes you feel like you won't have the energy that's necessary to come back from what you're in. Anybody been there? Anybody still there? Oh, get ready to throw me an E flat. And when I'm going through my struggle and I'm going through my trial, I need to recognize this. It's okay to get to the place where you give it all up. It's okay where you get to the place where you recognize that you can't do it by your power. It's okay to get to the place where you recognize that there's no other option. Thank you, baby. And no way for you to get through. It's okay to get to that place while you're going through the struggle and while you're going through the trial. Now, how can you say that's okay, Pastor? Because I have not come out yet. And I thought you said the sermon was that I'm coming out of this. Well, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says that when Jesus died, after he did all he could do, after his work was done, after the finished work on the cross, that they put him in a borrowed tomb and that he laid there for 3 days. But when it was time for him to come out, the Bible says that he did not have to come out by his own power and by his own strength. That's why I can say I'm coming out of this. See, I'm not strong enough to bring myself out. I'm not wise enough. I'm not wise enough. I'm not wise enough to bring myself out. I ain't got enough energy. The suffering took it all out of me. The cross beat me down. That struggle that I was in, that took away my last dime. I gave away all my money. I feel like my common sense is gone. But I heard the Bible say that greater is he. And that's not all I heard. I heard the Bible say that he who began a good work in me. Oh God, that's my shout. What's my shout? That he who began, not I who began, not me who began, but he who began is going to finish it. See, you've got to understand this. It's your job to struggle. It's your job to suffer. It's your job to cry. It's your job to shout. It's your job to praise and to praise your way through. It's your job to keep the faith. It's your job to struggle. But it's my God's job to bring you out, because the Bible says he sent an angel down who rolled away the stone. Is there anybody here? Oh, I feel like shouting now. Is there anybody here? Oh, is there anybody here who knows that God is going to bring me out? God is going to make a way. God is going to restore my joy. That's why I can declare, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. You ought to lay hands on yourself and say, I'm coming out of this. Why? 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 depression. I'm coming out of fear. I'm coming out of loneliness. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of bankruptcy. I'm coming out of divorce. I'm coming out of molestation. I'm coming out. You ought to put a name on it. It's Resurrection Sunday. And let the devil know, I'm coming out. Because the Bible says, he got up just as he said. Oh, he got up just as he said. Have you said it yet? Have you declared it yet? Well, it's a good time to open up your mouth and shout, shout, I'm coming out. I said, shout right now. If there's no faith on your row, you ought to slide into the aisle. If there's no faith in the aisle, you ought to run around the church. If there's no faith in the church, you ought to take it to the street. Because when you've suffered, when you've cried, I ain't staying here for nobody no longer. Then God says, once it's finished, once it's done, once it's over, I'm coming out.
Yeah! Oh God, I want to help myself, but I got another one. I'm coming out of this. Maybe if you do it, God will let me leave it. I'm coming out of this. You ought to stretch up to heaven with your right hand. Put it on your head and say, I'm coming out of this. You're coming out of this. We're going to survive it. Speak it over yourself. Declare it over yourself. Speak it over yourself. Declare it over yourself. Speak it over yourself. And declare it over yourself. This can be your coming out. God sent his word by his spirit on this morning to encourage somebody. And the Bible says the word will not return void. If you let it fall on the fertile ground of your heart and on your soul and of your spirit and of your mind, not only will it encourage you today, I came by to tell you it'll bear fruit. And out seeds produce out seasons. And out seeds produce out trees. Good God Almighty. And if God is saying, I'm coming out, and I'm in, I don't know about you, but I'm going to declare it. I'm going to receive it. But let me just show you how important declarations are to God. And I'm out. I promise you. You've got to know that what's so profound about the cross is Jesus was bound and brutalized in every way. They scourged his back. The scourging is when I go through a period where it feels like it's literally pulling me apart. Because anybody been there? You, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally? It's just pulling me apart because the hooks that were used for scourging would grapple into the flesh, and every time they were pulled out, chunks would come with them. Oh, wow. He wasn't just scourged, he was spat upon. That speaks of humiliation. He was humiliated publicly. Here is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Not just of the Jews, like the sign says. Thank God for that, because he's Omari's king today and Charlotte's king today. And yes. But here's what the devil to this day underestimates and continues to forget all about. And maybe he underestimates it. Maybe it's not just that he underestimated it. Oh, God. Maybe it's just that he recognizes that for whatever reason, the saints don't want to use this power. Maybe the devil just knows, for whatever reason, saints don't really want to use the power of their mouths.
Maybe that's why he was okay to let Paul and Silas be bound, but their mouths be open. Maybe that's why he was okay to allow the nails to go in his hands and in his feet, pierce his side. But he underestimates the power of his mouth. And I tell you this morning, you ought to use that to your advantage. If the devil underestimates what I can do with my mouth, then I'm going to use my mouth like never before. And I may not be able to use my hands because I'm tired. I may not be able to run away from the situation because I've been standing and struggling in it so long. But I can open up my mouth and I can shout, I'm coming out. Are there any coming out praises? I dare you to give them a coming out praise. I'm coming out with my hands up. Yeah, yeah.
Stand to your feet on this day. Doors of the church are open. You're underestimating the power of your mouth. You're underestimating. Do you hear us by the Spirit? You're underestimating what will begin to happen if you begin to speak over your marriage every day and say, every day my marriage will be better by the power of God. You underestimate that power. You underestimate what will happen if that's the declaration. How many declarations about how bad it is and how bad it's getting have you made? Open up your mouth. Maybe it keeps getting bad because you keep talking it down. How about you open up your mouth and you ought to talk over your children like that. Don't call your child a troublemaker. Don't call your child a misfit. Don't call your child this or call your child that. Don't call your child a slut. Don't call your child a gay. We call our children things that are worse than the streets. Speak life over them. Never underestimate yourself. If I could remind you of one portion of the sermon that was good on this morning by the Spirit, it's that the Sadducees may not believe that you can come out. They didn't believe in the resurrection. That didn't stop Jesus from preaching it, because my faith is not contingent upon your belief. Thank God for that. Because some of us would still be dead if it was up to what other people thought was possible. But the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. And maybe the faith that you need to come out will come as you begin to hear it, and you'll hear it as you open up your mouth and declare, even though I'm in right now, I'm coming out of this, whatever your this is. If you believe it, come on, give God some praise. Come on, let's open up the doors of the church. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. Come on, you can do better than that. Let's give God some praise. It's our custom at our church. We're going to begin to clap our hands as we open up the doors of the church. We just want to encourage you. Is there one on today, some man, some woman, some boy, some girl? Do you need a church home? Are you here? Do you need to give your life to the Lord? Do you need to rededicate your life to God? Are you here on today? No better day to do it than on Resurrection Sunday. Is there one on today? Maybe you've been visiting with us for a while, but you've never made it official and become a part of our family. There are benefits to being in the family of God, and everybody needs the covering of a pastor, no matter who you are or where you are, what age you are. Is there one on today, some man, some woman, some boy, some girl? Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Maybe you need to be baptized. Maybe you need to come for rededication.